almost the 50-year span that he was the Rosh Yeshiva and she was the Rebbe Yisrael Ochanan, and he literally had thousands of Talmidim, and he made such an impact on them that learning became a central part of their lives after they left Yeshiva. But within this dimension, that Rav Salvezi Zal was Zocha, that he had a group of Talmidim, they themselves became Gedolei Torah giants, Gaonim, leading Rosh Yeshiva. And also, just as he himself was a multi-dimensional person, and these group of Talmidim that became great Rosh Yeshivas also have Ishe or Shkolos, people of many, many talents, and Ein Gomer Malei Sahalo. And we are really very privileged that we have two of these great Talmidim of Salvezi Zal here to give us Shiurim, Zech, and Nishmaso. The audience is an audience of tremendous Talmidim Chacham. So I really feel very privileged to have the honor of introduction, which I didn't know until several minutes ago. But first we'd like to introduce Rav Heschel Rachman as to give the first shiur. The shiur is in the Indian of Sfiras Omer, and Rav Rachman is leading Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Rebbeinu Yaakov Yitzchok Ochanan. And in addition, he is one of the major expositors of the shiurim of Rav Salvezi Zal in several volumes that are accepted all over the world. People really treasure these svarim, and Oymen al-Sof Das Rabo in these svarim is a clear exposition. And he's a person of many other talents, a radio personality, a person of cloud person. And as I said before, Ein Gomer Malei Sahalo, I'm afraid I should leave out something, so there's much more than I'm saying. But the first shiur is my great privilege to introduce Rav Heschel Rachman.
So, Rabotai, thank you very much to Kvod Achsanya and all the assembled. Actually, I'm going to reverse the order because Rabbi Ganak was supposed to speak first, but he just walked in, so the Rav thought that I would speak first, but since Rabbi Ganak has come, he will go according and we'll have the introduction to Rabbi Ganak.
All right, that's a little thrown off here. Rav Menachem Ganak, as you know, is also a leading Torah personality, and he is one of the biggest authorities in Yoredei HaKashrus as the head rabbinic coordinator of the Orthodox Union. He's a Rav in a community in New Jersey, a person of many, many talents, and I know one aspect of when a person is so busy as Rav Ganak is giving shiurim and doing what he does, he still, you, I remember coming, he used to come and to the shiurim of Rav Salvezi Zal Yeshiva. I remember always him coming, even when he was in such a state of being busy. And it's my great pleasure to introduce Rav Menachem Ganak first shiur.
You know, I don't want to be Hashimishim Goimlin, but it's really, first of all, it's an honor to give a shiur in memory of the Rav, and it's also an honor to give a shiur in Rabbi Levine's Beis Medrash. I mean, it's really renowned Talmid Chacham in our Vod in Bergen County. When we have Shalos and Chashim Mishpat, we generally refer them to Rabbi Levine. Of course, lately he's been pushing us off, but we nonetheless, the Bikish is there. I'm going to speak today a little bit halacha l'maisa, but it's going to be based on the Rav Shiurim. And the issue that I want to deal with is can you use grape juice for dollar crisis? This has become a very contemporary issue this year because OU gave supervision to Welch's grape juice, only the 40-ounce bottle, a special production. And the question is, can you use it for dollar crisis? There's a dual issue. First of all, it's a general issue, which I'm going to talk about primarily. Can you use grape juice for dollar crisis? There's a specific concern in terms of this Welch's grape juice, because Welch's grape juice, as opposed to Kedem grape juice, is made from concentrate. And some places can already believe that if it's made from concentrate, you can't use it for Kiddush or dollar crisis. The Pshlomo Zalman Zichron Levroch has a tshuva about it. I think it's in Rishon. I think it's Simon Dalit. And Rishon Zalman, first he plays with it. They may be the Brach Shvisha Hakel. At the end, he says the Brach is by Pierre Goffin. But he thinks since it's Mishtan that we're used to, you shouldn't make you should not use it for Kiddush. Some of Rishon Zalman's svaros are, you know, they're not that, it's hard exactly to tackle with them because it's not exactly what the issue he has. But Belsky pointed out two things, just even in terms of Shlomo Zalman. One is, so Belsky pointed out, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that Yochayiv on Hotzor on Shabbos, the Shir Hotzor is on Yain is Revius, and on if it's Nisyabesh, if it's dried up and coagulated, then the Shir is Kizayis because Yochol Lamido al Revius. And Toys says because Yochol Lamido al Revius for Kosher Brocha, the Shir depends on Kosher Brocha, so that's Mamish concentrated. You can hear the water, so it's concentrated. So it's the Gemara that concentrates, but not my Gemara, sorry, Belsky's. The other thing is that even according to Shlomo Zalman, it's very possible that this concentrated kosher, because if Shlomo Zalman says, you know, if you mix it with water with the concentrate, it's even though it's more than the Shia Bittl, of course, in this case, it's not just the Shia Bittl, it's not just Chatkin Ebechesh, it's much more, it's probably 40% of the product. And but he says, what about Yain Tzimukim, which is good? He says, well, maybe there's the Cecil there, or there's Bishul afterwards. In fact, here in the Welchers, after they mix it, you know, they make the concentrate, it's pasteurized again, so there is Bishul again, so it could be even a bunch of Shlomo Zalman would be good. But Rabbi Belsky said that he spoke to Moshe Feinstein, the former Bloch, about this, the specific issue about grape juice made from concentrate, and Moshe was of the opinion, he said Moshe was a better posture than for Kiddush. We're going to speak about Moshe having to think, though, for Dalakosis, you can't use grape juice. But just want to put it first in the contemporary context. So it is possibly a shot in Poiskin about this, about concentrate, and I saw others, quite a few who are wanting to discuss it. Some say Shlomo Zalman says this is rather practiced in the Knesset Gedolah also that grape juice really after some fruit you can know that grape juice is kosher for Kiddush because Gemara says Shoshet Man in Bar Vassar in Tzadi Zayin says Shoshet Adam Eshkol Shan Yavran Bar Omela Boy Gya Gofen the Hagamama that you can make that and Gemara says it's kosher for Kiddush. Gemara says even though for Nesachim L'chadchili you shouldn't use it because you need because the pasuk says Nesach Sheikhal Hashem. Sheikha means that it has alcoholic content. So, but since for the Yevet it's kosher, but Nesachim is kosher l'chadchila for Kiddush and Fu Shigemara. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that that's because the grape juice, if it were left, would be able to ferment. Here, this can't ferment. It has to. The real definition of wine is. The real definition of wine is that it's fermented and has alcohol in it. But he says grape juice is because it's roilekach. That's to begin with. There's a chiddush who says that that's because it's roilekach. But that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. Rav Shechter told me that during the during Prohibition, Louis Ginsburg, who was I think then the chancellor of the seminary, was he chancellor?
He's no hero of mine.
No, I know, but I would assume you know his biography. I don't say he's a hero. But anyhow, apparently the government asked, this was during Prohibition, he wrote a tshuva in quotes, saying that, you know, they wanted to get an exemption for sacramental wine during Prohibition. And he was against it. He said there's no need, because you can make Kiddush and grape juice as well. And there was somebody who wrote, his name was Rav Horowitz, he wrote a ghost in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He was a big time Chochmah. And he writes Chai V'Kayim. The Rav said that he was a big time Chochmah, Rav Horowitz. He says he's a Moiser and so on. And he said it's not true. It's not kosher for Kiddush. And he uses this svara. He says since it's not worth it to see so, after it's, because, I mean, there are different ways to make grape juice. It's either boiled, cooked. which kills the yeast that stops the fermentation process, or they put sulfites in to stop the fermentation process, which stops it from, you know, continuing the fermentation into alcohol. And he says grape juice is like guf below neshama. It's not yayin. Anyhow.
Yad Levi.
I'm sorry?
Yad Levi.
Yad Levi? All right. What about... All right, so that's what I'm going to talk about right now. With Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Levracha, it's in his Haggadah in Kol Dodi. David quotes it from Moshe. In the Haggadah, he says that Moshe said that, and it's quite well known in Moshe's name, that he said you can't be Yotzei Dalet Kosis with grape juice. And he brings a raya. First of all, he quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shoshan Chai, Yidei Yayin Yotzei Decheres Lo Yotzei. So this is not Yidei Cheres. Because Yidei Cheres, in other words, it has to be that you demonstrate freedom, and that's obviously, that is linked to the alcohol. Of course, if you drink very much alcohol, you become very free. But that was Ramosha's opinion. And he quoted, he based it also on Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says in Sochim that Rav Yoina was from the wine, from the Dalet Kosis, he was Choshbarosha, was sick, had a headache from Pesach till Atzeres. So he should have had a simple option, wanted to use grape juice. So I want to bring another light without a Yerushalmi, just a Bavli. The Gemara says there's a machlokes tanoim, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, about Ketana. Rabbi Yehuda says that we don't give, there's no chinuch of Dalet Kosis for Ketanim, because Ma Toelis with Ketanim B'Yayin, and the Ran says because children, we're talking about I thought before about mitzvah chinuch, on the contrary, the wine hurts them. Shayayin Mazikosa. Now, everybody knows that there's not, you will never find a kid who doesn't like grape juice. So why, if for Dalet Kosis you could give grape juice, Rabbi Yehuda gives a different answer. On the contrary, they're parted from Dalet Kosis, El Machalkalam, Klios Vegoisim. Give out candies or nuts, why do you have to do that? Give them grape juice. The Harai for the Moshe. So I just want to put both these rights are simply, Mitzvah is not correct. I spoke to, as a matter of fact, to David this week, this is not my chiddush. I was once speaking to Mr. Herzog, the owner of Ken and Wine, about this. In the time of Chazal, they didn't have churches. You have to remember that the crush takes place only once a year in the Northern Hemisphere. I mean, if the crush takes place sometime in Tishrei, around Sukkot time. So nowadays that we can, you know, vacuum pack the wine, we can boil it and so on, we can preserve the grape juice from the time of the production, Sukkot time till Pesach. But in the time of Chazal, there was no such thing as grape juice in Pesach. Either you had wine, because the alcohol preserved it, it fermented, or it soured, but there was no such thing as grape juice in the time of Chazal. So there's no life in the Shalmi, and there's no life in the Gemara. That's why they don't have a life. They didn't have an eighth about grape juice, it didn't exist. I didn't come for that long, so I just... Just the rais themselves are not, they're not by any means demonstrative. The Rav was of the opinion, on the contrary, that you can use grape juice for Dalet Kosis, and in fact he did, and I saw this, except for the first cup. For Kiddush, he used wine. For the other three Kosis, the Rav used grape juice. And I saw they printed now, that you might have seen this, Weinbach and printed this, Seder HaOlah. It's really a wonderful work. And he quotes there, from that the Chazon Ish used grape juice at his state, and of course the Shibin Rav used grape juice, and of course I think also from Biskarov that they used grape juice. So obviously it's machlokes apoiskim, it actually goes way before this in terms of this issue. You can use grape juice, but I say that machlokes apoiskim. I want to first explain what the Rav's reason was, why he disdained. The Rav said, on the contrary, if the cheres is what you enjoy, if you like the grape juice better than the wine, so that's more cheres. You need to drink something that you don't like, that you get a headache, that you get sick, that's certainly less cheres than drinking something that you enjoy. So why did the Rav distinguish? Why was it the first course he used wine and the other courses he used grape juice? So that was based on the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Rambam says in Hilchas Kiddush that, quotes the Shitas Agoinim, that the Kiddush the Kiddush has to be, the wine used for Kiddush has to be Moilin Asich Agabe Mizbeach. And Yain Mavushal is Pasul Mizbeach. The Rambam goes further, he quotes the Shita Zagoinim that says, Ram says in Perchot Tesmil or Shabbos Elokhi Yedal Yedal Ein Mekachin Ela Yain Haroy Lenasach Al Gabay Nisbeya Lefika Im Nisarav Bo Dvash O Seor Afilu Kitipas HaChadl Bechavis Gedor La Ein Mekachin Allah Kach Anu Morin Bechol Hamarev V'yesh Mi Shemakal Kadish Allah V'omer Lo Nema Hayayin Haroy Lenasach Al Gabay Nisbeya El Lahotzi Yain Shirei Cholo O Magula O Mavusho She'ein Mekachin Al Efenihem. No, the more lenient opinion is it doesn't mean that you need mamish roil and asir hagab mizbeach. The yain per se is roil and asir hagab mizbeach. Its deficiency is simply because on the mizbeach there's a separate issa of haktorah of called sovach al vaslo saktiru. So it's also b'mashu to be makdo hagab mizbeach. This is not a haktorah. The gufa shol yain is kosher. So that's what the other saw. But yain levushal is dealing the gufa shol yain. So therefore it's possible in the gabim mizbeach. The Vayvet is Choylik, and the Vayvet says, Kost of a Vayvet, Emes Huzer, V'chein L'chuvim B'Yushalmi Shemekachin B'Yayin Kundita. So the Vayvet quotes the Yushalmi, which Tosfos quotes also in Bavasa, the Yushalmi in Shkolim, that says that Yayin Kunditun, which was sweetened wine, is kosher for Dalai Kaisers. And also Yushalmi seems to say it's not only Yain Kedikin, Yushalmi says also Yain Levushal is kosher for Dalai Kaisers. Tosfos, the Gemara says that Yain Megitun, the Vasun, that Saridayim, is kosher for Kiddush, even though for Nesachim it can't be used. Ein lo chich mekayin di yayin mevushal koshal kiddush mevochal abor pi agofen mid lo kam lo uta yayin mevushal the lav vayhi and from the fact that the Gemara said on yayin megito and didn't say bigger kiddush that yayin mevushal koshal for kiddush you shouldn't bring a vaya because Rashi apparently is of the opinion that it's possible for kiddush and that you don't make a bor pi agofen the lav vayhi that filu ein mekachin lo matzin men lo uta yayin mevushal dem ken haben der mir ein wochen la bau pia gaffen aber jetzt habe ich war mir wir schauen wie der skoln da auf arbeit sachen de jain kam hu de ama hasen aber kos ja am jot be jain wuschel that you show me that the live course upon by continuing you show me says also about the wuschel am the makachina jain wuschel und loki pi wischrashi va hava shikos de jain wuschel mit wochen allah shahakel de stanley gruser ein la habach kan. So it's a machlokes rishonu with an yain mevushal. Quite a Rashi, you don't even make a concept rishon. It's not even called yain. You make a shahakel. So the Rav was choishes for the shittas harambam. Those rishon said that yain mevushal is not kosher for kiddush. We in Shulchan Aruch pass that yain mevushal is kosher. We pass like the Rosh. But the Rav was choishes for the shittas harambam. Therefore, for kid, and he assumed this halacha is a halacha only in kiddush. The Ram only quoting him in Hilchos Shabbos. So it's not a halacha of every kosher bracha. It's a halacha only in Kiddush, and therefore for Kiddush yain mevushal is possible. And grape juice, the Rav assumed was mevushal. Grape juice is indeed mevushal. I mean, there's a question exactly what the standard of mevushal is. Different. But let's assume that it certainly goes through a cooking process. That's what kills the yeast to stop the fermentation. So for Kiddush he used wine, and for the other choices he used grape juice. Either Gemara says it's kosher of dalek choices, means for the lock of dalek choices. But the kiddush is in general requires yain that is not mevushal. And the Rav explained more in the Yotzei Shurim. The Rav said that this halacha that you need that yain has to be roli nasech agabi mizbeya is because the halacha is that ain om shir el al hayayin. We learned that's why when the Levim said Shirin the Beis Hamikdash was only doing the Nisach HaYayin, we learned that from the Pasuk in Shoftim, in the Moshe of Yotam, when he says that the Geffen says HaChadalti is Tiroshi Mesameach Elokim v'anashim. So it says, what is anashim is because they enjoy the wine. Like yain samach levam enosh. What's Elokim? Elokim is because b'shas nisach hayayin they said shira. So this is a general halacha. Eino mishira ela al hayayin. So if it's a halacha of eino mishira ela al hayayin, the Rav said that's a specific halacha in Kiddush. Why? Because Kiddush, the Rav said, the bracha of Baruch Hu Hagafen in Kiddush, it's not just a birkas hanenah. It's not just to be mitzarif the Kiddush to the kos, to be matzah the shtiyas kos. It's an integral part of the Kiddush. And the Rav explained it in the Yotzei Tshuva this way. He said, really, what is birkas hanenah universally? Birkas hanenah al matir. The Gemara says in brachos that if you eat without a bracha, kilo goyzel to kodesh bok, kilo mol. Lashem ha'aretz. Kodesh Baruch Hu owns the entire universe, the whole cosmos, because he created it. But there's another pasuk for Alex and Son live near Adam. So the Gemara says, "Can't call them bracha, call them acha bracha." Bracha is a matir, and it gives us sanction to take use of this world. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is that birchoso zuhi pidyano, that this the world is kamo shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. What right do we have to benefit from his vineyard? Because birchoso zohi pidyon. That's the pidyon. It's matter the isa hektish. On Shabbos, the Rav said the bracha serves two purposes. First of all, what is the theme of Shabbos? That Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's zech l'maisa bereishis. That God is the creator. If he's the creator, and he created the world ex nihilo, so he owns the world. Rav said, because uman kona b'shvach kli. So if he owns the world, that's why you have to make a bracha. And on Shabbos, there's another requirement of a matir, because the pasuk says kaddish also. There's a special dimension of kedusha that Kodesh Baruch Hu has endowed the Shabbos. That's his kedusha for us to benefit on Shabbos. Therefore, the bracha is a matir. And really, the Rav called the Rashbam says this in Psachim. Asoy kas tacham of vuchim mashti mishum kovet Shabbos lechalik ben midas Shabbos lemidas chol shu inyan shir she ein om shir el al hayayim v'hochim mefarish b'shiltis to Rav Achoy the pasuk of Hayishma Yisro. So the Rashbam quotes the shiltis that part he's speaking about the bracha, the bracha boi gofen is part of the halach of ein shir el hayayim lechalik ben midas chol lemidas Shabbos. So you see the bracha itself is said for Torah Shir. As a matter of fact, the bracha says that the Chayim for Kiddusha Rav in the morning only said the bracha boy for Yagofen. That was the Shemach to the Baruch Shalom. So therefore there's a separate halacha of Shira that's associated with the bracha itself. And that's why the standard that the Rambam uses is that's Roy Lenasech Agabi Mizbech. That's a unique halacha from the Rambam that would appear only
for Kiddush.
And this for emphasis, the Shita Siram, the Rabbi asks from the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says that Yain Kunditun is good and Yain Mavushal is good. What would the Ram do with the Mavushal Yushalmi? The answer is, the Rav said, that's for the other Koises. But for Kiddush, there's a separate loch of the Rav and Asech HaKam Nisbeh. Ich Midach HaDav Yoymi Yid, I just want to mention that this Svar is mentioned in yesterday's Daf Yoymi. The Gemara says, by Tadu She'enel Tadu, why is it that we say the Tadu Mekudosh, which comes first? The Gemara says, you say, Baruch Pia Goffin, you say before the it comes before the Birkas Hayom in Kiddush. Why? So I see Tadu Mekudosh because the Birkas Hayom, Mekadosh HaShabbos, is considered Mekudosh. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says in Zvachim, because who says that the yain is a regular big? It's not just a regular boy goffin. That the Shabbos is ma'ala the kiddush also the bracha of boy goffin. What does the Gemara mean in our parlance? The Gemara means to say that because it's Shabbos, it's not a regular big that boy goffin. It's an integral part of the kiddush. It itself is part of the shevach. So it's not you don't have a right by talking mikudosh because the boy goffin is also mikudosh. All right. I wanted to suggest this svara, and I just want to base it on something which I heard from the Rav. And I subsequently I found that the Tzvi Pesach Frank, Zichron Levracha, says it in the Mikroi Kodesh. I want to develop it a little bit. I once heard from the Rav, he said that the halacha of Dalet Kaisis is, we know of course it's Derech Cheres, and it exemplifies this theme of Cheres. But the Rav said that the night of Pesach, the Dalet Kaisis are also indicative of the mitzvah Simcha, because the Gemara says that the proof the Rav quoted is the Gemara says that if you drink Shosham the Vas Achas. Yidei Yayin Yotzah, Yidei Dal Koytis Lo Yotzah, the Cheres, right? Whatever the Gers is, right? So what do you mean Yidei Yayin? So the Rashbam said Yidei Yayin means that he's Yotzei Simchas Yontif. So Tois says, what do you mean? Tois also learns Simchas. What's the Chiddush that you Yotzei Simchas Yontif? Versteitzuch Yotzei Simchas Yontif. So Tois says, because I would have thought that you're not Yotzei Simchas Yontif unless I drink all four Koytis. You know, I'm yotz in the midst of all four koyches. What's the chiddush? What's the shak? Why would I think that in order to be yotz in the midst of simcha, I have to drink all four koyches? Our kochus, the Rav said, you see that the halacha here is a halacha in order to fulfill the midst of simcha. It's dependent on dalet koyches because the midst of simcha, the night of Pesach, is defined by dalet koyches. So the midst of dalet koyches is the midst of simcha. That's what I heard from the Rav. I want to bring a raya to the Rav. First of all, somebody pointed out to me, the Sefer HaMichtam, thank God for Rabbi Blau, but the Sefer HaMichtam says, Tiknu Chachamim Dalet Kosos Kidei L'Sameach Ben, Kidei Sheyishmuchu Behem. So the Michtam says also that the Dalet Kosos are in order for the purpose of Simcha. The Rambam, when he quotes in Hilchus Yontif, the mitzvah, which we're all familiar with, the mitzvah of Simcha, the Gemara says in Pesachim that the Gemara says in Pesachim Adav Kuvches that the mitzvah of Simcha was on a Kuvches, that the mitzvah of Simcha by men and women is that by men, how do we do it? B'yayin and b'noshim koinel hem big day tzivonim the bovel v'etzol big day pishton. When the Ram quotes this halacha, the Rambam says the Rambam says pek vav milch is yotzot halacha yotzayin shivish mei ha-pesach u'shmonos mei ha-chad im shah yom im tovim kulam asum behesk of the tainis v'chayev odin lios behem sameach v'tov leiv who ubana the ishto of neibana the chol anilvan elav shenem of samachta the chagecha. Afapi says simcha muru kan he kav and shlomim. The Rambam says nowadays we don't have it. So, Yesh b'chal also simcha l'sameach hu bonav nei b'chal simcha l'echa k'voy lo. Ketzad, haktanim nosen lehem klios ve'gozim, umigdonos. Vanoshim tonu lehem godim v'tachshitim noim kifim emono. Vanoshim ochlen bosu v'shosiv yayin, shem simcha ele b'bosu v'ein simcha ele b'yayin. By the way, I just noticed the Ram, it's interesting, the Ram inverts the order of the Gemara. The Ram first says, how do you do it? First with children, you do it this way, then women, then men, then you, you know, gets to himself. Because in other words, the prime chayiv of simcha is to mesameach others, as the Ram says otherwise. He wants, that's a basic theme in the Ram. Isha beisha, but the Ram says more, because if you just, if it's on your own, that's only hanash kvetos, holiness. Simcha is a shared experience, to be concerned with others, that's simcha's Hashem. So that's why the Ram inverts the order. He wants to show that it's to others. You know, the kuntras asreik is life in the zakdama. That if a person would go to heaven and see all the glory of heaven and come back to earth and have no one to tell it to, he would, on the contrary, he wouldn't be happy. He would he'd be frustrated and thwarted. Simcha, by definition, is always a shared experience. That's why the Ram maybe inverts the order. But I understand why the Ram inverts it. He wants to emphasize different things. You're right, according to the Pasuk, you should do it according to the Gemara, the order should be, in the logical order should be first yourself and then extend it. He wants to emphasize there's an obligation to others, that's what he does. Right. But the strange thing about the Rambam is this. The Rambam includes in Hilchas Simcha. In Hilchas, what does he say? Ktanim, how do you Mr. Meir Ktanim? Beklios ve'gozim. How does the Rambam know that? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Anoshim b'yayin, Anoshim b'godim tachshitim. The Klios ve'gozim, the Gemara quotes before, that the Yehuda says, Matuelos v'ktanim b'yayin, al-machal k'm Klios ve'gozim. K'dei sheyishalu, the Gemara says. How does Ram know to associate that with Simcha? So for that commission, called the Beis Yosef asked the kasha. So I thought that based on what we said, based on what the Rav said, since the mitzvah of Dal Kaisis is the mitzvah of Simcha, so it's not that Stam Zoyim Yehuda said Matzal for Ketanim B'Yayin El Machalkem Klius. What's Klius for Goyim a Tumula for Dal Kaisis? How's that a substitute for Dal Kaisis? But based on what the Rav said that the mitzvah of Dal Kaisis is a mitzvah of simcha, so therefore they can't fulfill simcha through yayin. So how do they fulfill simcha? Through klois ve'gozim. So therefore the Ram used that as a standard for simcha generally on yayin. Based on this, it could be, this is what Tzvi Pesach, I was thinking about this, I saw Tzvi Pesach Frank has this shiloh. Could be that you shouldn't use grape juice for dal kaisis, because grape juice, let me use, in the midst of simcha, of yayin, are you yoytze simcha with grape juice? A shayla. The Brad Achwanim talk about this. Or maybe grape juice, the midst of simcha is dafke yayin. Something, you know, something that lessens your burden, so to speak, you know, the alcoholic contact. So if it's yayin, so if the dal kaisis is linked to simcha, at least one aspect of it is linked to simcha, so maybe because of that you should have to use yayin, or there's a mila to use yayin, as opposed to grape juice. So this is Tzvi Pesach Frank says. And he quotes, he has a shayla, he quotes a Rashi in Bava Metzia, that Rashi's mashma, that the reason yayin is, the aspect of simcha related to yayin is because of the alcohol, you know, the beneficial effect that the alcohol has. I wanted to suggest another point, just in terms of to the whole theme of the night of Pesach, and that is, you know, I mentioned that the Dal Kaisis, the Rav said, is a loch of simcha. It's not just the Dal Kaisis is a mitzvah of simcha. Dal Kaisis, it's because the whole night of Pesach there's a separate mitzvah of simcha, because the obligation is chayv adam liros es atzmo ki ilu hu atzmo yotzim mitzvayim. If a person relives the redemption from Egypt, having seen his children been plastered into their pyramids, and he relives it, it's something immediate and intimate, of course that generates and is obligated to generate a special mitzvah of Shiva, Lefika Chanachnu Chayavim Lahodos, and so on. Therefore the whole night of Pesach is a separate mitzvah of Simcha. And that may be the source, the reason for the Masecha Sofman. The Masecha Sofman says that there's a separate obligation to say Hallel the night of Pesach, which we say in shul, or some shuls. In some shuls some people say it, some don't, usually, you know. Some people say it, others walk out. But anyhow, I once heard from the Rav, he said that the Rav Chaim said the Miku Adin, even though Rav Chaim himself didn't say that, said Rav Chaim used to talk to Simcha Zelig during the Hallel. But it's a Miku Adin that once there's reason to say Hallel, because it's Masecha Sofrim. Why? Because Hallel, the Ramban says, is part of the Mitzvah Simcha. The Ramban says Hallel on Yotam is a Mitzvah Yerayis because of Simcha. Therefore, if there's a separate obligation to say Hallel the night of Pesach, why is that? It's part of the Mitzvah Simcha the night of Pesach. Because there's a separate Mitzvah Simcha the night of Pesach. That's part of the sense of redemption. And it's expressed through the Galakoisis. If this is true, I just mentioned this parenthetically, the Shagasari has a whole discussion whether, how could the Rashbam says there's a mitzvah, because Simcha Yontav, I offhand there's no mitzvah Simcha Leila Rishon. Where there's a separate read, Lavabas Leila Acham Shalchad, but Leil Rishon does because you need Simcha Bismas Zicha. So the Rashbam quotes from here, you see, there is a mitzvah Simcha the first night of Yontif also. Could be there is, but this might not be a mocha. Maybe this is a special Pesach halacha. It's not a Yontif halacha, but at least it's a Yontif of Pesach. I don't know if we could universalize it to other the first nights of every Yontif. I mean, there are other lives, I mean, Avelis is not knowing the first night as well, but this Rashbam has to be put into that context as well. I think there's I just want to mention one other thing, and then I'm going to conclude and talk a little bit about the Rav. And that is, the Rav said that this halacha, that Eino Mishira El Al Hayayin, relates specifically only to Kiddush and not to Dalat Koyesis. But I would suggest that maybe the halacha is that it relates not only to Kiddush. Why is it that that Pesach we have Dalat Koyesis? What are the four Koyesis? And each one, the first Koyesis is Kiddush, the second one is the Magid, the third is the Birkas HaMazon, the third is the fourth is the Hallel. It's not, there's really one principle that all of them relate to, and that is Einom Shira El Alayayim. The night of Pesach is the night of Shira. That's why we read Shira Shirim on Pesach. The whole thing, Hallel Adei Yelachem, Hashir Adei Yelachem, Hallel is Kadesh Chav. There's a special dimension of Shira, which of course linked to the redemption Pesach. And everything we say the night of Pesach is the Torah Shira. The Magid is also said as Shira. And therefore, if that's true, after what is the halacha that it needs that the Yain should be royal and Asaf Agabi Mizbeah? Offhand, it's because Eino Mishira El Al Yain. And the standard of Shira is in the Mikdash. So maybe that halacha should relate also to all Dalit Koyesis. Because everything is said B'Torah Shira. And I would suggest that this may be the reason, you know, the great anomaly of the Seder, which the Rav would discuss at some length, he quoted the Goyim were bothered by it. Why is the core text of the Haggadah Alami Ovidavi? It would seem the more appropriate, the more obvious text would be the Parshas dealing with Yetzias Mitzrayim at the beginning of Shefer Shmos. Read through Shmos, whatever. B'Shal Kol. Why do we read Alami Ovid Avi? So the Rav said that the reason was because the night of Pesach is the night of Talmud Torah. And therefore we take the more obscure Parsha and use the Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Behem, as the Mishnah says, and the Ram says also, V'cholamabe B'drash Parsha Zu. And that's why we don't take the explicit Torah Shemitzah text, we take a more obscure text in order to interpret it. I'd like to suggest another reason. The other reason is, if the Magid is said, and it is, B'Torah Shira, the more appropriate text is Alami Ovid Ovid. What is the text of Alami Ovid? It's the text of Bikurim, of Mikra Bikurim, the pilgrim who comes, who is more grateful and more thankful than this person who has invested his entire life in the farmer and is dependent on Chasti Hashem, on the rain. And when it rains, he comes, and it basically means not only sustenance, not only abundance, it means sustenance, it means survival. And he comes and thanks Hashem. It's said b'tol shir. And if you want the most lyrical Mishnayos in Shas, in Mishnayos, are the Mishnayos that deal with Bikurim. The description, it's just this pastoral scene as they come, the Ole Regal come with the cow in front of them with its horns gilded. It's just such a beautiful, you can almost hear the, Beethoven's Pastoral in the background. It's just so beautiful, and the Anshe Yerushalayim will stand as they enter, and there's a separate aloha of Shiva related to Bikurim. So that's why Chazal chose, they wanted a parsha not only to tell the text, they wanted to infuse it with this dimension of Shiva, so they chose the parsha of Alam Yovid Ovid. If that's true, that Einom Shiva El Ayayin, it would seem also then that maybe the standard should apply to all Dalakos. Esher. You know, at the end of this Seder, at the Magid, we say the Nirtza, we include, the Echad Miyodeya. And the one of the Echad Miyodeya, is it the Magida? Sorry. The one that's difficult, people talk about, which is the one that's difficult? Tisha Yachei Leib. Tisha Yachei Leib is not a unique Jewish number. All humans go through a gestation period of nine months. So why is that included? So I think that the obvious answer is that this is based on the Gemara in Nida that we're familiar with, that the Gemara says that based on the pasuk in Iyov, Bahalu Nero Alai Roshi La'olo Elecho no. Mi Yitneni Ki Yachei Kedem Ki Me Eloka Yishmereini Ve'ezu Yom Shiesh Bam Yerochem Ve'en Be'em Shonim Have Oma Elo Yachei Leder. That during this period, the Gemara tells us that he's taught Melamden also Kolo Torah Kula. And upon, as he enters the air of the world at birth, a malach comes and slaps him on the face, and he forgets the entire Torah. But during that 9 month period, what has this Jewish child been doing? He's been infused with Torah, and though he forgets everything, it becomes part of his very fiber. The Rav said, "Why? To what purpose?" Of course, the obvious question: what purpose to teach him to forget everything? And the Rav said that the reason is because it becomes. Because when he studies Torah, it's not something foreign to him. He's simply remembering something he once knew. It's part of his very being. That's the Tisha Yachei Leib. But the Gemara goes on and tells us, what is it during this period as he's born? The Gemara says, the Gemara tells us that each child is an oath is imposed on him, and the Gemara says, what is that oath? The Mahi Ashfur Shemashbiyan also. What is that oath? Titzadik v'alti rasha, that you should be righteous and not evil. V'afilu kol ha'olam kula omelacha tzadik ata, and even if the whole world declares you a tzadik, in your own eyes hayeh benecha kirasha. V'aviyodeya shereb kadosh baruch hu tol u'mishav shav tahorin u'neshama sinasem lecha tahorini. Im atam sham betara muto the im lav haveni no plumbing ko, that the neshama that's put in you is pure, and all those who serve God are pure, and if you got it, fine, but if not, I will reclaim it. So the Rav said that this Gemara, what does it mean that we mashpia every child? What is the shvur that's imposed on it? The Rav said that what the Gemara is telling us is that every person, when he comes into the world, he has a unique mission to fulfill. A mission that no one else can fulfill. And just as when Avraham Avinu made Eliezer his shliach to fulfill his mission, to find a wife for Yitzchak, so also Kodesh Baruch Hu makes each of us swear for our individual unique mission to fulfill it. And you know, everything the Rav wrote, one theme, like a red thread that runs through everything the Rav wrote, was the significance of the individual. The Rav was very much a Jeffersonian. The individual was more important than the community or the state. And he had tremendous confidence in the individual. He said that Atzelem Elokim is reflective of this uniqueness of each individual. That's really the foundation of the mitzvah Avelus, that something precious has been and irreplaceable has been taken away from the world. That's the mitzvah of Avelus, to recognize that, because every person is unique, and in that sense, in the Tzelem, it's reflective of God's uniqueness, of his loneliness. And in the Rav, you know, the Rav was very much egalitarian, even though he was born aristocratic into the Beis Rav, both by his family and his, you know, his extraordinary intellect. But he was very much individual. But he also believed that every person had a special mission. He said, he quoted Rav Kook. Rav Kook says in the Olas Riyah, in terms of you know, the tefillah that we say on Yom Kippur, Elokai Achelo Notzati Eini Kedai, V'Achshav Shenotzati Ki'ilo Lo Notzati. It's a very enigmatic phrase. What does it mean? So the Rav quoted Rav Kook as saying, Achshav Achelon of Saudi, each person has a special mission. Every person, not just Tamid Chachamim. That's what should teach us a sense of humility. Everyone has a mission, a significant mission. And he can only fulfill that mission in a special and specific moment in time, in a special historical context. But now we bemoan the fact, for Achshav Shenot Saudi, right, but now that my time has come and I've been given the opportunity to fulfill that mission, kilo lo natsati, I lose that opportunity. But the Rav always had this tremendous sense of purpose and mission to communicate Torah, to make sure that it's preserved. You know, the Rav had, there was another person with a great mission who the Rav had a tremendous affinity to. That was Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef was an important figure for the Rav. First of all, I assume part of it was because, of course, his name was Yosef. He associated, identified with Yosef. But it's more than simply because it was his namesake. Yosef also was driven by his mission. It was a mission that not everybody understood. The Ramban emphasizes this. He had these dreams. In general, people don't like dreamers. They don't tolerate dreamers. He had these dreams. And everything the Ramban said he did was to see to it that those dreams were ultimately fulfilled. Ramban says that's why he never sent a message back to Yaakov, who he loved so much. Why didn't he care about him all those years? Send a message to the king, the viceroy. Send a message. He was waiting for he knew that those dreams were prophetic. They had to be fulfilled. The Rav also, he writes about this in his Fiyat Roshes. The Rav writes about Yosef. Like Yosef, he had a dream that wasn't always understood by everybody. He saw a new economy. He dreamed of sheaves of wheat, the Rav said. The brothers didn't understand. What wheat? We live in a... We're shepherds. What is this new economy you're talking about? These new changes. In Yosef's ears were always ringing the words, V'ger yezer achar be'eretz lo lahem. And he knew that in order for Avram Avinu's message to prevail and to survive, it was a powerful message. It will go through different circumstances and new instrumentalities. The brothers didn't understand. They despised him. But like the ancient Yosef, the biblical Yosef, he saved his brothers from starvation, even though they misunderstood him. And that's his legacy for us, this rich legacy of Torah, the impact of love had was so profound. But you know, when I think of it, you know, I was always awestruck all the years I was in the Shia. I must say that from the moment I first saw the love, it was never even diminished, even for a moment, even now in death. His genius was just so incomparable in every respect, both in the breadth and the depth and his eloquence. But I was always awestruck by his genius, by such a seminal mind. But I loved him for his integrity, for the sanctity of his soul, for his sense of purpose, and always, always that sense of mission. And therefore, as we remember him today on the Rav Zichrono Livracha's third yahrzeit, we should always be remember him and know that God sent him with a mission, and he always understood that as a mission. And we survive, and generations untold will survive in terms of their commitment to Torah and Mitzvahs, because he was always driven by this mission. This enormously gifted man, but what meant such tremendous purpose and integrity, such extraordinary qualities, a man of such historic dimensions, we are all in his debt and his beneficiaries. Yehi zichro baruch.
Shikayach Rav Menachem, wonderful shiur. Says Torah Shnayim in the Echo. I hope so. We'll see. We're talking about Sfiras HaOmer. I would say that all the Yesodos, the basic ideas I studied and read or learned from the Rav. However, there's a little nofech here and there which I add to myself. And so if you think things are not good, that's what I added. And what is good, certainly the Rav. The mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, of course, is mentioned in the Torah twice. In Parshas Emor, we say every night, Sfat Mochem Amochos HaShabbos, Yem Habiachem Esom Atzimfo Sheva Shabbos Yisimus Tiena Amochos HaShabbos HaShvi Yitzish V'chumis Yoyim Kratim Mechadosh LaShem. In that Parsha, there's a mixture between the Yomim, Tisfu Chamishim Yoyim, as well as wheat, Sheva Shabbos Yisimus Tiena. In Parshas Yei, the other parsha, there's no mention of yamim. There it just says shiva shvuos tisbalach ma'akol chenash b'koma tochavis b'shiva shvuos. Vasito chag shvuos Hashem l'kecho nisas nidvas yotcha asher titen kashirach Hashem l'kecho. One issue which we would like to discuss and is raised before is the question of the interplay between yamim and shvuos. Another question which I'd like to raise is, what is the machayiv of Sfiras HaOmer? Is the machayiv Mochos HaShabbos the day after Yom Tov Rishon? Sfat Mochem Mochos HaShabbos. Or is the machayiv Yom Haviyachem Ezoim Matzlifo? This day, the 16th of Nisan, is the day in which we bring the Korban HaOmer. The Torah, Sfat Mochem Mochos HaShabbos Yom Haviyachem Ezoim Matzlifo Sheva Shabbos Nisdiyanov. Is it a double machayiv? One is a machayiv, the other is just a simon. Gemara Menachos Daf Samach Vav, Gemara has a machayiv between Abaye and Ameima. Abaye said, mitzvah l'mimne yoymei u mitzvah l'mimne shvuei. Abonda ber avashu moni yoymei moni shvuei. Ameima moni yoymei v'loi moni shvuei omar zeich l'mit shvu. Abaye and Abonda ber avashu said you should count three of his manas there to count the days as well as the weeks. And Meimah said, no, it's only count the days and not the weeks, but the Zeichel and Mikdash. There is a Machlekes, apparently, how you count. Do you count as man as their days and weeks? You count just the days without the weeks. According to the Rambam, Machlekes of Rishonim, how you interpret this Machlekes. The Rambam learns that the Machlekes is is the mitzvah sphere of Zman Hazen the Doraisa. If it's the Doraisa, one should count Yomim as well as Shavuos. Or is the mitzvah sphere of Zman Hazen the Rabbanon? It's the Rabbanon. So even though Zman Beis HaMikdash HaYikayon, they would count days and weeks. But nowadays, since it's the mitzvah the Rabbanon, you only count days without the weeks. The Rambam Paskins, the Doraisa, the mitzvah is not like Zman Hazen. And therefore he counts the passing days as well as weeks. However, Tosfos and Rosh and other Rishonim, most Rishonim say, the Ran, the Rashba, almost all other Rishonim say that Sfir B'Zman Hazeh is Midrabanon. The Machlokes between Abaye and Amemar is even Midrabanon, how do you count? According to Abaye, one counts Yomim plus Shavuos, and according to Amemar, one only counts Yomim without the Shavuos. However, both agree that it's Midrabanon, and therefore all these other Rishonim Paskin, that Sfir B'Zman Hazeh is Midrabanon. The question which we raise is the Machayev Sfir Sa'ima, the Mamachus HaShabbos, or the Machayev Sfir Sa'ima, the Yom HaViyach Mosayim HaTzufa. Turns out that Lamaisa, it's Machayev between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, because according to the Rambam, we learn Sfir B'Zman Hazeh is Midraisa. What do we have today which we miss, and what are we missing? Today we have a Yontif, we have a Yontif Lishon Shel Pesach, we have a Shabbos. So if you say the Machayev of Sfiras Oyma Midraisa is Machas HaShabbos, the Sfiras Man is Elbi Midraisa. However, if the Machayev of Sfiras Oyma is Be'emes, the second phrase in the Pasuk, Yom Adiyach and Zayim HaTznufa, the Yom HaBoas Oyma, since Beis Mikdash is Chorei, and there's no HaBoas Oyma, so the Zman She'en Beis Mikdash Kayom, it's only Mitzvah Midrabon and not Midraisa. So it turns out that's Machlokes in the Rambam and Al Yushayim. Now, the Rav asked two questions which I want to discuss a bit. One question the Rav asked was like this: since the Rambam Paskins that Sfir B'Zman Hazeh is Midraisa, which means the Machayev of Sfir is not the Zman of the Korban. By the way, I just had a Chakira which I didn't explore in the Shir, maybe someone else will have time to look into it. If you say the Machayev is the Korban, is it actually the Korban or is it the Zman of Havoras of Korban? Let's say you have a, let's say there would be a Beis HaMikdash, but for some reason they wouldn't bring the Korban Omer. Would Sfir be with the Raisa or not? Let's look into that. But according to the Rambam, that the Machayev is Zman of Zayv with the Raisa. So the Rambam holds that the Chiv Sfir has nothing to do with the Korban. The Chiv is because of the Yontif. The Yontif is with the Raisa. So why did the Rambam bring the Hilchas Sfira in Hilchas Tmid Musafir? He should have brought Hilchas Sfira and Hilchas Chametz and Matzah, Hilchas Yontif. It's a Chiyuv Yontif. Has nothing to do with the Korban of the Chag. So why is the Rambam bring it over there in Hilchas Tmidim Musaf? And the Rav left that as a question, and at least in the Shir which I attended, and I don't know where and when he answered that question. So I would say, and I want to come back to this later, would appear that even though the Rambam Shita is that the Mitzvah Midraisa is talking about Hilchas Shabbos, however, there is an additional kiyum, and perhaps even the main kiyum on mitzvah is, even according to the Rambam, the Zman Havoras Oymer. It has something to do with the Korbanos of Oymer. Now let's go over to the Tosfos and the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim say that the mitzvah of Sfiras Oymer, the Zman Hazeh, is Midrabanan L'Kulyam. Whether you hold your Yomim, the Yomim and Shavuos, or your Yomim just Yomim without Shavuos, it's certainly Midrabanan. Because the Machayev is the Zman of Havoras Oymer, not the Mechus HaShabbos. So the question here is, as the Rav, what is now the Machlokes between Abaye and Amemar? Why is this arbitrary Machlokes if it's both agree that there's a Takon, a Seichel and Migdosh, to continue doing the mitzvah which is reading the device in the base of Migdosh, the Zman based in Shoyu Kayam, there's a Takon to make a Seichel and Migdosh. So why is this machlokes about what you should count? Abaye says count it normally, like the Torah says. The Torah mixes yomim and shavuos together. Chamishim yomim, shiva shavuos. Abaye says count normally, and Mameim all of a sudden says no, count yomim and don't count the shavuos. Basically, the problem is how do you understand shita sameima? So in order to explain this, the Rav raised another question. We find in Gemara two places that the Gemara speaks about Zeichel and Midrash. One place the Gemara is in Sukkot Af Memalef, the Kohen of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Midraisa you only should shake a sukkah in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days, and the gvulah in 1 day. But in Shechor Beis HaMikdash, Hiskan Yerachan Ben Zakai, Vila Salulav Shivas Yomim, Zecher LeMikdash. So the Gemara says in Sukkah Memalef, we no longer have a Zecher LeMikdash. What's the mokka to make a Zecher LeMikdash? Omer Yerachan Ben Zakai, Sion Hi, Dorish Ein Lo, Mechlal the boy Drisha. It's a mitzvah to be Dorish Tzion. So that's why Yerachan Ben Zakai was in Sakein 7 days in the law of Zecher LeMikdash. Mamba Vabasa, Dav Samach, have a different sugya. Samach Hamed Beis, the Gemara says, Sod Adam is Beis of Besid, Mishayah by Dav Amut. When he paints his house, he should leave a tefach al tefach, which is not painted. Oy Sod Adam called Sochei Suda, Mishayah Dav Amut. He makes a Suda, he shouldn't serve every four spies. The Gemara has the four spies he shouldn't serve. Oy Sayisha Kotach Shitel, Shayeres Dav Amut. The woman has jewelry, but certain jewelry she shouldn't buy. Shenema, the Meshbechechi Shalayim, Tishba, Tishkafi, Mini, Tigba, the Shalachikim, the Skoechi, the Moyan, the Tishlaim, the Moyan, the Tishlaim, so you see, you have to remember your Shalayim. So the Meiloi have all these dinim and Abelus to practice Abelus in different aspects of our daily lives. So why did the Gemara in Bava Basra have a different Pasuk? The Pasuk in Meshbechechi Shalayim. And the Gemara in Sukkah, the God of Yochanan ben Zakkai, called the Pasuk Tzion, he Dorish Elam, the kind of boy of Risha. So the Rav said that basically there are two mitzvahs, there are two kinds of Zecher LeMikdash. There's one Zecher LeMikdash Poshet of Avelus. I remember what Yishlaim was. Because Yishlaim's glory is no longer with us, I reduce my enjoyment of life. Because I'm in sorrow. That's the Sugin Baba Basra. That's the Gemara that says when you paint your house, you don't paint everything in jewelry, you cut out some jewelry and you have to give a big meal, you cut out one of the dishes in the meal. That's the pasuk of Ishkechet Yishlaim. Then there's another mitzvah to somehow not give up what Yishlaim was and to streb. In the Yiddish word, I think it's the best word. In English, I don't know what the word would be. To streb. To strive, nidroish tzion, to try to find tzion again, to aspire to tzion. So that aspiration to tzion, be he bana, the binyan hamikdash is what we're trying to achieve. In Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai takana to take the lulav for 7 days. After how taking lulav 7 days is mikud din is the mitzvah of simcha. So to do simcha is not going to be an expression of avelus. I thank the lulav. I say halal. So how can you say that's an expression of avelus of the chovim beis hamikdash? So there, it's the reverse. I'm a sameach as if the beis hamikdash is here, as if the bais shlishi still is already here. I'm dervish the binyan hamikdash. So that's the other pasuk of zeichel hamikdash. So b'emes, whenever we have a halacha of zeichel hamikdash, we have to test it to see which of these two types of Zeichel HaMikdash are we discussing. Is it a Zeichel HaMikdash of Avelut, or the Zeichel HaMikdash of Binyan and Simcha, of Prisha? So we could say, I believe that's how the Rav interpreted, this is Machlokes between Abai and Ameima by Sphir Soim. Ameima is Mikud the Din, the Dorais of Sphir Soim is a Mitzvah Mikdash. Because of Mayom Aviachim is Ameima Tznufa. However, the Chuvim is a Mikdash, and we want to continue, the Rabban said to continue. So what was the takana? Was the takana as if the Mikdash of Drisha Bigdash, the Mikdash, as if the base Mikdash is rebuilt? So I say Sphira normal, I say Yom, I say Shavuos. That's the Shittas Abai. However, if it's a mitzvah of Avelus, of the Meshkechev Shlai and Tishka Chimina, I have to be Misabdul on what once was. And in Avelus, the Gemara Bava Basra points out that every expression of Avelus for Yishlai means we take something away. We paint the houses, we don't paint part of the house. We have a meal, we don't serve a certain dish. We have tachshitim, so there's one tachshit I don't give my wife. So I take something away, it's away, the mikdash is lost, so we lose some of our pleasures. So mela, the mitzvah of sfira, which is done as a zecher to the mikdash, is also, we take something away from the mitzvah of sfira. The mitzvah of sfira, the raisa is, to say Yomim as well as Shavuos. So in Mitrabon and Zeichel HaMikdash, you say Yomim and you leave off the Shavuos. That's the Avelus. We drop part of the mitzvah. So now, in fact, this the Balamor at the end of Pesachim asked the question, why don't we say Bricha Shechiyanu on Sfiras Olam? So the Balamor says that the Balamor says as follows. He says, you only Eimah Lahapa the Sfiras Olam Sheina Ela Lezecha Bihalmo. Since it's only even according to us, the holds to our bond on this man, then we also have an idea of zechel and mikdash. But it's like a meima, and therefore we don't say zman. The old, so mitzinu zman el b'dov sheish b'shum hano zman. Shachyanu requires Hanok, and it's Lestulav, Shibola Simcha. And the whole list is, except for Shia, what he's talking about, these different mitzvahs, Kiyo Shoifon, Tikon Ben Yisrael, Abin Shibola Shumai, Mikro Megillah, Chos Achman Alon of Harkinon, Tidin Aben, Shibola Chavir Ben Shachyanu, Pishat Sibnayim, the Sophic, Nathal. The whole thing is a separate whole discussion. Sphere Sa'oima, Ein by Zeichel Shuma, Noel Agmas Nafshein, Lukhuban Beis Madriyen. Since Sphere Sa'oima is a Zeicha of Agmas Nefesh, there's no Shachyanu. So Balamo says, Befeish, that the key mitzvah of Sphere Sa'oima is basically a kima of avelus. It's a kima of avelus, there's no shachiyon. Now Bemes, the Balamor says that there's no shachiyon. Now, according to Abaye says also according to the Balamor, where we pask him, that the mitzvah of sphere is also zeichel migdash, that's why there's no shachiyon. So why didn't Abaye attack the draft? Shigur? The way a maimer drops shvu, and the way you have that list of a bas, you drop this, you drop that, you don't have tachshitim and sudan, etc. Why didn't a maimer taka says you drop the shvuas? Why didn't the buyer want to drop the shvuas? And we pass and you say yom the shvuas. The teretz is a pashut because it's one thing if I don't paint my house, so that's a velus. But to take a mitzvah and to do a dissection on a mitzvah, to do an operation on a mitzvah and cut out a piece of a mitzvah as a beilus, that you're not supposed to do. Even if you're an avel, you're not supposed to cut out part of a mitzvah, even if it's a zeichel avelus. Now, the Rambam, this idea of a mitzvah, which is so according to the Balamor, the way the Balamor expresses it, the zeichel amigdash of Sfiras HaOmer is not just a town. It's a time that they made a takana. It's more than that. The Zeichel Migdash actually is the essence, constitutes the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Aveilus. That's why there's no Shachiyon. However, apparently, clearly, you cannot say this in the Zeichel Migdash of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Zeichel Migdash to take the ruah for 7 days is not Aveilus. It's not Aveilus. That's the regular mitzvah. So it means that sometimes the Zeichel HaMikdash is Avelus, the Pasha of Meshkechef Yishalayim. Sometimes Zeichel HaMikdash is Tzion Nehi, Mekan Devoi Adrish, the Mitzvah Mamesh, as if you have a base of Mikdash. This idea is not just the Balamor, but it's also in the Rambam, because the Rambam, Agabi Kairich, Pesach night, he says like this, V'choyze v'choyrech matu moro, m'tal v'choroises, v'oichlon v'loy v'locho, Zeichel HaMikdash. So the read the Rambam very carefully in this Rav's deal. He says the oichlon below bracha zeichel amigdash. It's very strange. Rambam should have said koruch matzamar mitav bchoros zeichel amigdash the oichlon ve'ena mevarach, because he already made a bracha on matzamar. The Rambam said the oichlon below bracha zeichel amigdash. The zeichel amigdash is actually in the wrong place. So the Rav said no. The Rambam is very meduyuk. The Rambam is a problem. Why don't you make a bracha on koruch? Without getting into a whole big discussion. Because Rambam Paschal Akilel, at the Chachomim, and how did Rambam eat matzah and mara, putting that on the side. The problem is that the Rambam himself has a separate bracha, his man based on Shoyakayim, for matzah and mara together. That's a separate bracha, matzah and roivin. And Shekacham is an echo, matzah and roivin. So you have the problem, why does man as there, when we eat the Korach, if it's Echel Lehillel, it means according to Hillel, we won't yotze with the matzah separately in the Mora separately. We have to eat it together, so we won't yotze in Tachakon HaDrabonon to make a Zeichel HaMikdash, so we should make a bracha. The Yerchon Ben Zakeh made a bracha on Mitilat Ulof Kol Shiva. So a Zeichel HaMikdash. So we should also make a, we made a bracha according to Chachom. Fine. Now we have another Tachakon HaDrabonon to Korn Tilos. We should make another Mola bracha on Matis and Roilin. Why don't we make a bracha? So the Rambam says, since it's a Zeichel HaMikdash,
Eichlam b'loyd locha zeichel ha-migdash. In other words, this is not the zeichel ha-migdash of Tzin Hudosh, Nukan d'boy d'risha, the zeichel ha-migdash of Rav Yechon ben Zakkai, where it's a kiyum mitzvah, as if we have a base ha-migdash. This is just a performance which looks like a mitzvah, but in essence, it doesn't constitute a kiyum mitzvah of Korach. It's a kiyum of zeichel ha-migdash, the kiyum of Avelus. And in a kiyum of Avelus, there's no birchas ha-mitzvah. That's how the Rambam says. When you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Lulav, the Rambam had the other deed, the other way. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Lulav, he says like this, Meshachor beis ha-migdash, Shizkim v'shei Lulav, Nifal v'chol mokam, kol shiva simei achag, Zeich la-migdash, v'chol yoyim v'yem, v'vorach olav, mipnei shehi mitzvah medivei seifra. So again, the Rambam goes out of his way to say you do make a bracha, and he emphasizes not that it's a Zeich la-migdash only, no, he says Zeich la-migdash, mipnei shehi mitzvah medivei seifra, tzakim ha-mitzvah. So BMS, we have a very interesting question here. Both the Balamor and the Rambam both agree that the Kim of Sfiras Emet Bezman Hazeh, the Balamor, they both agree in this Yisroel, that sometimes mitzvah, the Zeich LeMikdash, the Rambam has it in Koyach. Koyach is Avelus. And that's why the Rambam says there's no birchas ha-mitzvah. The Baal HaMor says that Tzvias HaOmer B'zman HaZeh is basically Zeicher LeMikdash. Even according to us, we say Yomim plus Shavu. So it's essentially a Kiyum Zeicher LeMikdash, a Kiyum of Avelus. And that's why the Baal HaMor says there's no Shech Yomim. What does the Rambam do by Tzvias HaOmer? The Rambam Tzvias HaOmer pass and Tzvias HaOmer, we said before, is Mitzvah. There was a whole different shot in the Gemara. Also, in the right, since you say Yomim Yishvuas, it's Mitzvah. Because had it been only a Zeicher LeMikdash of Avelus, then the Ram Hell it would have been the other man Dama, a May man who only says Yomim without Shavuot. Since we passed Gid Yomim plus Shavuot, apparently it's me Doraisa. Because according to the Rambam, had Sfira Soema been, like the Baal HaMor says, had Sfira Soema been a Kim of Avelis of Zeichel and Migdosh, he wouldn't even make a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Baal HaMor says, since it's a Zeichel and Migdosh, it's Avelis, there's no Shech Yomim. Because this is Agmas Nefesh, of base Ma'avo Yenu, you cannot say Shechiyon. However, the Baal HaMor makes a Birchas HaMitzvah and Siyo B'zman HaZeh. All the Rishonim, who say it's the Rabbonon, make a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Rambam actions of Ein, that it cannot be mid Rabbonon, because we say Yomim Mishvuas. What's the action? It has to be mid Raisa. All the Rishonim say it's the Rabbonon. Why does the Rambam have to say it's mid Raisa? The test is because the Rambam by Koyrach. In Koyrach, the Rambam said that since Koyrach is a Kim of Avelus, there's no birchas hamitzvah. That's why he says ve'ein mevachem olav ki zeichel amigdashu. That any time the kiyum mitzvah is not an emes of kiyum mitzvah, but the kiyum mitzvah is just a pro forma performance. But the etzem kiyum is avelus, like in Torah, there you do the ma'aseh without a kiyum, without a birchas hamitzvah. And we make birchas hamitzvah. Klal Yisrael is making a birchas hamitzvah all the years on Sfiras HaOmer. So the Rambam had only one conclusion. How can he pass in with Rabbanon like all the other Rishonim? Either the birchas hamitzvah. The Baal HaMor says there's no Shechiyon. But the Rambam is a bigger problem than the Shechiyon. You can't make a birchas hamitzvah if it's avelus. So therefore, the Rambam is forced to reinterpret the sugya and say that when Abaye says mitzvah min the yom or mitzvah min the shvuah, and that's what Klal Yisrael does. If Klal Yisrael makes a birchas mitzvah, it had to be a mitzvah mitzvah geisa. It couldn't be a drabonah of zeichel and migdash, and that's why the Rambam has a birchas mitzvah and tzvias ha'omer. Come to chayis according to this, that we have a very interesting machlokes in the Rambam and Baal HaMor. If you have a mitzvah which, in its very essence, is a kim of avelus like Korach, according to the Rambam, or Sfiras HaOmer Bezman HaZeh according to the Baal HaMor, is such a Maisa Mitzvah subject to Birchas HaMitzvah? According to the Baal HaMor, you make a Birchas HaMitzvah. Why don't you make it such a Kiyum, a Shechiyon? But according to the Rambam, such a Mitzvah, which is a Maisa Mitzvah, has the Tzura of a Maisa Mitzvah Midoraisa, they eat the Korach like they used to eat. However, in Kiyum, in its essential nature, it's not a Kiyum HaMitzvah, it's only an Avelus, a Zeichel HaMikdosh. According to the Rambam, there's no Birchas HaMitzvah. So what is this Machlokes? So I was thinking like this. The Machlokes is, what is the Machayev or the Chalois of a Birchas HaMitzvah? Do you do a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Maisa HaMitzvah? Or do you do the Birchas HaMitzvah on the Kiyum HaMitzvah? So according, this is the story of Sfira Bezman HaZeh. Sphere, then it was man as there, the Meister Sphere, it's a full Meister Mitzvah. I do a full Meister Yomim, Meister Shvuvus. That's Taka Bias point. The Bias said, a Mema, I don't accept. You want to change the whole Meister Mitzvah, let's make it a Sama, a symbolic Zechel of English. No, you do the Meister Mitzvah the way it used to be with man based in the Shoyakayim. It's a regular Meister Mitzvah. I've been Kima Mitzvah, you're not Mekayim Sphere, so as man as there. There's no Korban. What are my Mekayim? Avelus. So, according to the Balamor, such a mitzvah, which is the Maisa mitzvah, which is a Maisa mitzvah, which is like the Deraisa. However, the Kiyum is not a Kiyum mitzvah with the Shem of that mitzvah, but it's only a Kiyum of Avelus. According to the Baal HaMor, what we're showing, you make a Bichas HaMitzvah. Why don't you make Shechion? According to the Rambam, you don't even make a Bichas HaMitzvah on such a thing. Because it's only Avelus. Means according to the Rambam, the Bichas HaMitzvah is related to the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Sphira. So for me to say, I shake a chum, the first one, while Sphira's Oima, has to be a Kiyum HaMitzvah Sphira. Has to be a Kiyum of Sphira. So according to the Baal HaMor, even though I'm not the Kiyum HaMitzvah Sphira, but man is there. What am I the Kiyum HaMitzvah Sphira, according to the Baal HaMor? Avelus! Zechu HaMikdash! It's not a Kiyum Sphira. Sphira means Oima. There's no Oima. So all the Kiyum is a mitzvah of Avelus. So but how do I make a bracha? I shake a shalom sphere soima. Because the mice of mitzvah is a mice of sphere soima. I'm doing a mice of sphere soima. Means according to the Baal HaMor, Birchas HaMitzvah relates to the mice of mitzvah. And according to the Rambam, Birchas HaMitzvah relates to the Kima mitzvah. Why Kairach? Because I get going to the Hillel and put me, he holds at the first bracha, so how to the Kairach? Now, So I wanted to find a smach for this. And it hit me the following. It says, Machlokes the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. If Noshim make a Birchas HaMitzvah and Mitzvah Saseh, Shazman, Grum. When a woman shakes her lulav, should she make a brach? The Rambam, a famous psak, passes that when I believe that the Sfadim know it that way, like the Rambam, that if a woman shakes her lulav, she does not make a brach. And the Rabbeinu Tam said she does. So what's the Machlokes? Because they look, this is the same Machlokes. Zamli Shitosa. Because what's by women? Women are not mechuyavos, not mechuyavos. However, if they shake with love, it's a ma'isa mitzvah nekilas lulav. They get a kiyum of some sort. They get a mitzvah b'shus. However, the Gemara says that you can't compare a mitzvah kiyumus of b'shus to the kiyum mitzvah of someone who's a bachiyuba by the Gemara of Yosef. That someone who's mechuyav b'dava gets a bigger kima mitzvah than someone who's just a volunteer. Mechuyav b'dava gets a bigger kima mitzvah. So if you say that the birchas hamitzvah relates to the kima mitzvah, so then the Rambam says women there cannot make a birchas hamitzvah because their kima mitzvah is not the shleimus. They're not mechuyavim. So their kima mitzvah is less. They have a full Maisa mitzvah. Sheikh Mulav is a full Maisa mitzvah of Nisila Sulav. However, Hakima mitzvah is not the same. She's not Mukhiyavas. So therefore, according to the, if you say that Birchas HaMitzvah relates, if Birchas HaMitzvah, start the other way. If Birchas HaMitzvah relates to the Maisa HaMitzvah, a woman's Nisila Sulav is a full Maisa HaMitzvah. So she would make a bracha. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, Birchas HaMitzvah relates to the Maisa HaMitzvah. Like the Baal HaMor says in Sphira, there's a Maisa mitzvah. So therefore you make a Birchas HaMitzvah. But according to the Rambam, that says that was Sphira de Rabbanon, you would not make a Birchas HaMitzvah because it's not a Kiyum of Sphira, it's a Kiyum of Avelus. So the Rambam Shita is that Birchas HaMitzvah relates to the Kiyum HaMitzvah. So therefore the Rambam also passed by women, that women have a Maisa HaMitzvah, but women lack the full Kiyum HaMitzvah of men. So therefore, the Rambam Paskin, women do not make a Birchas HaMitzvah. What? The Tzivano means the Chiyu, the full Chiyu. However, the Tzivano, according to Rabbeinu Tam, means they can do the Maisa. Because the Shvach was Metzavim, created this Maisa Mitzvah, and she can do the Maisa Mitzvah. That's the Tzivano. Now, I found a very interesting, this is something which I was struck by this. A machlokes between the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah. Which is, I think, is mamish this point. There's a psak hamachaba in Hilchos Sphira, which is absolutely incomprehensible. No one understands the psak hamachaba. What is the machaba asking? The words of the machaba. The words of the machaba like this: if someone who says started the bracha of Sphira and he was machaben for the right day. Then he finished off with the wrong day. Yotze, he's Yotze. Let's say a phrase. Today is 3. So he started off mechaven with three, and then he finished saying four yotze. It's mamish, impossible to understand. No one understands what the mechaber is saying. How is it possible? Today is the third day of the Omer. The man said, "Lemaisa." What did he say? The wrong day. Four. It's yotze. Because he had the right kavanah when he said the bracha. You don't pass in here with kitzib adomim spirosayim. Well, here a lot kitzib adomim spirosayim. But you have to say it. So I have to say it. So how come the machab paskin that the guy was machab machab chila to say the bracha the right way, finishes the wrong way is yotze? So no one understands the machab. But comes along with paz and says, "Avada, it's not shat. The machab never said it. It's not shat such a thing." The machab man, he taka said the right day. But when the machab says he's messiahing the wrong day, doesn't mean he's messiahing. He said the word hayom arba yomim. He's supposed to say hayom shloish yomim. He said hayom shloish yomim. In the bracha itself, he was messiahing the right way. In other words, you have a sugya in bracha. The person starts bracha and sheichol and yayim mixes it up. So here also, Yitaka says it's the third day. But in the bracha itself, when he said bracha to Hashem l'keinu melech olam, he thought that what? That it was the chveis day number, the right day, three. But when he said, in the bracha, he was mechavein the wrong day, four. But then, when he said, hayom yoim, he said the right day, he said, hayom shloish yom and boimah. That's how the Tazan shouts to mechavein. Mechavein is all about someone who's switching his kavanah, the right day, the wrong day, in the bracha. So the Taz says, however, the mechavein passed, you have the yotze, so the Taz, if paskin, right then mechavein, that if a person says the whole bracha from beginning to the end, Hashem, Malchus, Asher Kedshanu, Asfiras HaOmer, with the Kavana for the wrong day, he thinks it's four. And then his neighbor, he listens in shul, and everyone is saying Shloisha. So he's Chatzach Hayom Shloisha Yomim. He says the right day. But since in his Kavana, throughout the bracha, he was thinking about the wrong day, the Taz says, he has to say a bracha again and count zero again. Because he wasn't the yotzei, he's the bracha the way should. That's the time the Mishnah Brewer writes. And the Taz has two rights. I'll quote in a second. Mishnah Brewer said, it's not true. L'kuli alma yotzei lo yakim. The Mishnah Brewer writes that he's talking yotzei bracha zokta. That's the Lashon HaMishnah. The bracha has nothing to do with the yayim. The bracha is mekayim a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Who cares what he had in his mind about the day? So what's talk of the raya of the Taz? The Taz brings two rayas. One raya he brings from Birchas HaNenin. He says, Aloch and Birchas HaNenin, the person's holding an apple. He says, Baruch Adosh Shalom Melech HaOlam, go up your eights. And he drops the apple. It's dirty. Can't eat it because it's peeled and got all full of dirt. He's by the beach, so he takes out another piece of apple from his bag and eats the second piece. The din is he has to make a new bracha, because since he switched the chetzer from the first piece to the second piece, the bracha from the first piece is now time for the second piece to make a new bracha. So you see, the Taz says, even though he's eating an apple, the same Birchas HaNenin, but since he's switching the chetzer from A to B, so he has to make a new bracha. The same thing in Sfiras HaOmer, since his kavana was for day number four, a different chetzah beyond, and he winds up saying three. So therefore, the bracha is not yotze. Then there's another guy who brings some kriyas haTorah to give a person aliyah. We all know he showed the guy the wrong column, whatever the din is. Has to make a new Birchas HaTorah. He's making the same mitzvah Talmud Torah. Kids, this column, that column, this line. It's terrible. See, the chetzah is important. The chetzah. So if he makes the wrong chetzah, he has to make a new Birchas HaTorah. It's the same thing he says in Sfiras HaOmer, switching three and four in the bracha, not in the actual sphere. It's also mechayev a new bracha. So what's the machlokes here? But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say. The Mishnah Berurah says there's no comparison. So what's the machlokes? Machlokes exactly the shaila. What is the Birchas HaMitzvah of Sfiras? Is the Bircha on the Kima Mitzvah? So the Maisi is Makayim Mitzvah, whether he moves three or four, at the end of the day, the same Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. That night, tonight, every night, Makayim the same Mitzvah of Sfiras, whatever my mind was. So therefore, if you say the Birchas HaMitzvah is on the Kima Mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah is right, he's the Yotzei, the Bach. However, if we say that the Birchas HaMitzvah, I want to say in the Balamo, that the Birchas HaMitzvah is not on the Kiyum, that he's Mekayim HaMitzvah. What is the Birchas HaMitzvah? On this Maisa HaMitzvah, on the Maisa HaMitzvah. So the Maisa HaMitzvah, the Taz claims of three, that today's 3 days Ba'omer is a different Maisa HaMitzvah than today's 4 days Ba'omer. It's not the same Maisa HaMitzvah, it's just a technical difference. It's a different Chesed or Maisa HaMitzvah. Just like switching one apple to another apple is a different Maisa HaMitzvah. Or one piece of Torah and another piece of Torah is a different Maisa HaMitzvah in Torah itself. The same way in Sfiras HaOmer, the Maisam, it's the same Kiyum. Every night I get the same Kiyum HaMitzvah. But every night is a different Maisam Mitzvah. Why should I say different words? So therefore, since I had Mecham for the long night, throughout the Bracha, and my Bracha has to relate to a Maisam Mitzvah, not just to a Kiyum HaMitzvah. So the Taz says, he has to bench Sfiras HaOmer all over again. Fine. We raised the question before, what is the Machayev of Sfiras HaOmer? Is the Machayev of Sfiras HaOmer the Memachos of Shabbos, the Yontif? Or the Machayev of Sfiras HaOmer, the Zman of Habaras HaKorban. There's an interesting question. We said before that L'chol that depends if you hold Sfiras Zman Zez Medraisa Medrabanan. It's pashut like that. If you say Sfiras Zman Zez Medraisa, so the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Yomtiv, because we have a Yomtiv, there's a Shabbos. However, if Sfiras Zman Zez Medrabanan, apparently the Machayev is the Zman of the Korban. There's no Korban, the Zman is there. There's not even a Chi of Korban, it's not based on Mikdash. So therefore, there's no Sphere of the Rice. But I wanted to show now, and if you, the rest of the Shir, I would say a little bit of it, because it was running low on time. Just some twists that it may not be as simple as it sounds. Some twists for those of us who enjoy twisting things around. In the Baal HaMor is the one who said that Sfira is Midrabanan. So apparently the Machayev is the Korban. However, if you read the Baal HaMor himself, you get a completely different impression. The Baal HaMor asks a very interesting question, which derived it at the end of Pesachim. Maybe one day we'll discuss what the Ravid says over there. The Ravid says the Baal HaMor's question, he says it's childish. The Kushas Yeladim. And then the Baal HaMor writes a piece of like a poem, and you know what he says? Because that's the answer to the kashya. So apparently, you have to be more than a yelev to understand his melitza. He gives you a melitza, and that's the answer. So I won't discuss the writers. I spent the whole yontif trying to figure out the writer with my kids, and I think I have a mahalach, but that's not the zman. I just want to say a point in the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor asked the following question. The Kushas HaYeladim. He asked a question like this. The din is that on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz, we sit in a sukkah. Shmini Atzeres. However, we do not make a bracha. Yisubi Yasminam, Buchalem Avachimam. The Gemara doesn't say why not. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says that's how you do it. However, the Rif, and almost all the Rishonim, quotes the Rif say, because it will be a zilzul. For the Shmini Atzeres, which is a chag midraisa, would be a zilzul to make a bracha on sukkah, which is only a sveik at the yomer, because you have to keep an extra day in chutz la'aretz. So, but Shmini Atzeres midraisa to make a birchas mitzvah of sukkah would be a zilzul. So, not to be mizalvul yom tov of sukkah is you sit in the sukkah without a bracha. That's what the Rif says. So, but I want to ask the following question: We count Sfira, we start Sfira the second night of Pesach. The second night of Pesach is a Chayantif. What shot in this Yantif Sheni shall go is that we keep in Chutz La'aretz? because midrabanan the yontiv it's a zib it's hezvav it's a day before because we have a suffix. That's why we're keeping the yontiv counting sfira memachos. A Shabbos means what? That what day is it? Mitchinas sfira sa'omer. What day is it? Hezayin. It's already a yom choyel. So how can you make a bracha of sfira sa'omer? The bracha of sfira sa'omer is a zilzul in the yontiv sheni the rabbanon of the second day Pesach. Just like the Chachamim didn't allow a bracha on Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because the bracha of Sukkah will be mezalzel of the yontiv of Shmini Atzeres. How could the Chachamim make a bracha on Sfira Soima the second day yontiv? It'll be a zilzul in yontiv. This is Baal Amor's kasha. Enter the Baal Amor as up to Azoy. He says, Shmini Sotik Shvi Shal Sukkah Mesev Yasvina Buchalem Avachina Shalom Tovo Dvocha Shal Hi Ba'a Mikoyach Yontav Sheni Shal Sukkah Shehud Rabbana The Ta'akor Yontav Vishon Shal Shmini Chag Doraisa Shuaim is connected. You cannot make a bracha on the Sukkah the last day on, because that's only a Rabbana this extra day of Sukkah, and Shmini Atzeres is the Raisa. So the Dvacha, which is only because of a Takana Drabana on an extra day, should not be resolved by Yontif the Raisa. Shemachi Yasvina V'loi Mevachina. Aval Anu, Heich Na'ako, Birchas, Sfiras HaOmer, the Yontif Sheini, Shehi Bo'a Mikolach Yontif Rishon, Shehu Mina Toiro, V'nidche Oso, Mipnei Yontif Sheini, Drabanan, Shoimet Kenegda, the Rabbanon will also be dochi d'oraisa. Tekoch manina no mavachina. He says, but in our problem of Sfira Sa'omer, why do I count Sfira Sa'omer? It's the day after Yom Tov Rishon, Memachos HaShabbos. And Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach is d'oraisa. And I'm keeping Yom Tov Sheni is the Rabbanon. So the Sfira Sa'omer basically is based upon a din d'oraisa of Yom Tov Rishon. So that's why I make the bracha for the Sfira Sa'ima, and I'm zalzel taka in the Yontif Sheni Drabanon, because the Sfira Sa'ima is from the Yontif Vishon Derais. This would be wonderful if the Baal Amor would pass in like the Rambam, that Sfira Sa'ima Bizman Azeh, Sfira Derais. However, the Baal Amor himself is the Rosh HaMadabrim, he explained the why do we say Shechiyonu Bizman Azeh.